News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Cabin-style homes and back gardens are set to become exempt from planning permission rules to try and ease the housing crisis under new government plans. And I'm joined now by Gavin Lawler, Irish Planning Institute President and Director at Tom Phillips and Associates. Good morning to you, Gavin.
Morning, Ciara.
Your reaction to what you're hearing about this?
Well, I suppose I don't really have a reaction. This is, at this stage, it's a consultation. It's something that the department and the minister is looking at to try and facilitate what essentially is already happening in many areas. There are lots of people listening in, I'm sure, who have shomers and other such rooms in their back gardens that they use either for leisure and recreation and, in some cases, habitation. Unfortunately, that requires planning permission. In a lot of cases, permission hasn't been granted. So there's a convention that's ongoing, and I presume what the department is doing is looking to regularise that.
Okay. Perhaps, but also what we're saying, they're saying that this could provide 350,000 new homes. They say that 19% of all houses built in California are this type of development. 35% of houses built in Vancouver are this type of domestic dwelling in your garden type of development, these add-on kinds of dwellings, that this could be, in part, something that would ease the housing crisis. Do you agree?
It'll help. No question it'll help. I myself have three kids in their 20s, both who will struggle to leave home and find rental accommodation. So I speak from experience. But at the same time, we need to be very careful that this doesn't become a cheap and nasty solution to a much bigger problem. The housing crisis is a housing crisis. We need to solve it. It's a good interim solution. Something that we can definitely do that will ease the situation in the short term. It's not a long-term fix, though.
No, but what I'm hearing from you, perhaps, is that this is not the worst idea, that it might help in certain ways whilst not being any kind of a silver bullet.
Correct. And the key to all of this is making sure that it's done adequately, that there isn't a sort of a one-size-fits-all that you can stick. I mean, 40 square metres as an extension is not a small extension. And if you were to be able to put a 40 square metre shomer into your back garden, that's the equivalent of a one-bedroom apartment in Dublin City. A small one nonetheless, but a one-bedroom apartment. And so, being able to fit that into back gardens, it can be challenging. It can cause other issues in relation to amenity issues for other adjoining neighbours. So it needs to be carefully considered, and there will be...
And I'm sure there will be issues around things like parking, waste, plumbing,
waste management,
all of those things. Do you believe our infrastructure could accommodate 350,000 add-on dwellings within our kind of existing, I suppose, urban or suburban footprints?
Well, again, we'll have to suck it and see. I mean, yes is the obvious answer, because if those people who are going to be in these so-called apartments are living at home anyway, it's not like they're putting any new demands on the infrastructure in the area.
So they're moving from their box room to their shomra, is what you're saying.
Yeah. So in effect, what they're doing is creating more elbow room for each other, and so they're not getting under their parents' skin in the house.
One of the things I wanted to ask you is would one of the advantages of doing this, taking this aspect of development out of the planning process, free up the planning process for other things and therefore speed up the planning process for things that we hear? You know, we often hear the planning process is long and complex and perhaps unnecessarily so. Could there be an advantage that this would aid in, I suppose, streamlining planning elsewhere?
No, it's not likely to make any significant dent on that. I mean, there are planning applications for what are known as granny flats, or what are colloquially called granny flats, but there wouldn't be a significant number of those in the planning system. There are planning applications for extensions to homes. Again, they wouldn't be a significant problem within the overall planning system. It's the bigger applications that are causing providing a part of the solution in terms of delivering units, but also creating some of the difficulties in terms of creating public disquiet and resulting in appeals for more.
Some really interesting texts coming in, Gavin. One is, back garden housing is a joke. It devalues the existing residence and will reduce LPT yield for the state. Do people want higher income tax as a result? That makes no sense to me, because I would have thought if I was purchasing a house, if it had a habitable shomra in the garden, that house would be more valuable, not less valuable.
again, it depends on how it's done. I mean, if it's a high quality shomer that's well located, that's well sited in the back garden, absolutely, it's two residences for the price of one, in effect. So yes, it doesn't reduce the value of. I mean, people get very obsessed about property value in Ireland. The reality of the situation is that something like that wouldn't normally devalue a property. Again, if it's done poorly, if it's a mobile home just craned into the back garden, absolutely, it's not going to help the value of a house. But if it's a well designed or even a more permanent structure, right, it's likely to increase it rather than decrease it.
Look, thank you so much for joining us this morning. That is Gavin Lawler, their Irish Planning Institute President and Director at Tom Phillips and Associates.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.